In 1959, cherubic, round-faced baby dolls dominated the doll market. Ruth Handler observed her own daughter's fascination with teenage and adult paper dolls and saw an opportunity. Handler developed a shapely teenage doll through which, she said, little girls could project themselves into their dreams of the future. She named the doll Barbie, after her daughter. At the time, Handler said, the idea of a doll that looked like a woman was revolutionary in the toy industry.
They really thought that mothers would not buy a doll with breasts. The mothers just flipped when they saw that doll, and they bought it immediately for their daughters. And they just walked off the shelves.
Barbie's inventor, Ruth Handler. She died over the weekend in Los Angeles at the age of 85. Joining us to talk about her life is M.G. Lord, author of Forever Barbie, the unauthorized biography of a real doll. She joins us from our studios in Los Angeles. Hello, Ms. Lord.
Hi, John.
Do you think Mrs. Handler had in mind that this was going to be an independent, career-minded doll that would help girls develop that kind of view of the world?
It's hard for me to say what was in Mrs. Handler's psyche, but I know what little girls projected onto the doll because I was one of those little girls.
Hmm.
And certainly the doll itself was very problematically coded. It was closely modeled on, some say knocked off of, a German gag gift for men, a doll based on a character in a comic strip called Lily. And in nearly every situation of the comic strip, Lily was taking money from jowly fat cats for sexual favors. So this gives you some sense of what the original Barbie doll looked like, a German hooker. Mrs. Handler's genius, I think, was inventing Barbie's personality as the archetypal American girl.
Well, no matter what the doll's origins, it sold like hotcakes. Four decades since Mrs. Handler invented this idea, and a billion Barbies sold in 150 countries. Her real genius may have been marketing, I guess.
Well, you know, Mattel was the first toy company to advertise directly to children via television. It wasn't the mothers who fell in love with this doll. It was the kids themselves.
Mrs. Handler, though, was not only the inventor of Barbie, she was a founder of the Mattel company, right?
Yeah, Mrs. Handler's story is a really fascinating American business story, and not without its dark side. In the early 1970s, she was, in fact, removed from the company that she and her husband founded for conspiracy, mail fraud, and falsifying SEC information. But she then went on, after being forced to leave her own company, to make a second fortune designing mastectomy prostheses.
She invented a prosthetic breast after she had suffered from breast cancer, right?
That's correct. She couldn't find a prosthesis that was satisfactory. And what she discerned is a relatively simple thing, but something that the male designers hadn't realized, which is that with breast prostheses, as with shoes, there's a right and a left. And this seemingly apparent thing was what enabled her to revolutionize the whole industry.
Did Ruth Handler ever invent another toy?
She was never in the R&D part of the company.
Mm-hmm.
She was always more the executive. But I don't think that a doll like Barbie could have been spearheaded by a team of men. In fact, that's what makes it so complicated and unique, is that it was a toy very much designed by women for women to teach them what, for better or worse, is expected of them.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Writer M.G. Lord talking with us about Barbie's inventor, Ruth Handler. Mrs. Handler died this weekend. She was 85.